At the edge of war, I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. Today, President Biden will meet with the National Security Council as Russia's military holds nuclear drills.
The ball is very much in Vladimir Putin's court as the world waits and watches for his next move. Meantime, Vice President Kamala Harris met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Munich Security Conference. She says we are, quote, at a decisive moment in history.
Fox's John Scott. Pennsylvania Democratic Representative Matt Cartwright worries Russia has larger plans.
It may not end with Ukraine. If Putin wants to expand into Ukraine, he's thinking about restoring the glory of the former Soviet Union.
Cartwright on Fox News Live. A police helicopter crashed into the water in Southern California, claiming the life of an officer on board.
One Huntington Beach police officer, a helicopter pilot, has died following a crash landing into the waters of Newport Beach, California. The other pilot is being treated at a trauma center. The two police officers were the only ones on board. There's no word yet on what caused that chopper to go down.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Saturday, another helicopter crashed into the water near Miami Beach, sending two occupants to the hospital. The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating what happened. Canadian police officers cleared out hundreds of truckers near Parliament Hill protesting COVID-19 restrictions for 3 weeks.
Police formed human barricades. They walked in line in tactical gear and riot gear and basically squeezed out all of the protesters. They arrested anyone, who countered them or resisted arrest. They also, smashed into a couple of trucks and eventually will remove them. But we also saw a lot of truck drivers in the final minutes drive off.
Fox's Matt Finn. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Trial continues in Minnesota Monday in the case of three former police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights.
Two of three former Minneapolis police officers, Tu Tao and J. Alexander King, told jurors last week that they did what they were trained to do, deferring to their superior, the now convicted Derek Chauvin, during George Floyd's arrest in 2020. Tao is saying his role was to control traffic and onlookers. A use of force expert also testified that MPD's training to intervene was inadequate. Tao, King, and Thomas Lane are charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights and face state criminal charges in Minneapolis later this summer. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Some backyard birds on Long Island in New York have a highly pathogenic avian influenza. Officials say the birds will be depopulated to prevent the spread of the disease. No human cases have been detected, and there's no immediate public health concern. A new NASCAR season is here, and a new vehicle, too.
Today's Daytona 500 marks the points race debut of the next-gen vehicle. 510 horsepower, 7-inch spoiler, affording some greater speeds on drafting and super speedway action. But Kyle Busch isn't focusing heavy on the changes, as anything can happen in the great American race.
Whatever happens, happens. You can be running fourth, going into three, and win the race. Be leading, be wrecked, you know? So, just what's the study?
NASCAR announced in December that the next-gen vehicle will move to 670 horsepower with a 4-inch spoiler for all non-super speedway events. Rowdy's going to be starting in 10th, by the way. Kyle Larson, the pole sitter for today. Green flag waves in the 64th running of the Daytona 500 at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Brian Flores is back in the NFL. The Pittsburgh Steelers hired the former Miami Dolphins coach to serve as a senior defensive assistant. Flores sued the NFL and three teams over alleged racist hiring practices. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter, and I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.